Jesus begins a theological conversation with a question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? It was an opinion poll of sorts of Jesus' identity. Jesus challenges his disciples with the question, who do you say that I am? That question takes us on a spiritual journey. Who is this Jesus? What do I believe? What do you believe? How has our understanding of the Son of God grown or changed over time? And what difference does it make in my day-to-day life who I believe this Jesus to be? Who do I say that Jesus is? I don't know if you saw it, but there's a playfulness with Jesus here as he asks the question and challenges us as his disciples. Who do you say that the Son of Man is? And his question includes a partial answer. He's the Son of Man. He's human. He's the eternal Son of God who came from heaven to earth to be born of a virgin. He is the God made flesh. Son of Man is also a title in Hebrew Bible in the Old Testament for many of the prophets. Son of Man highlights Jesus' humanity, that he is a human being with the call of God on his life. So when Peter answers the question, he flips the emphasis of Jesus' humanity toward his divinity. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God, he says. Peter says, yes, you are Son of Man. You are also Son of David, of the royal line of the Messiah. You are Son of God, Son of the living God. Son of Man, Son of God, human, divine. Jesus' playfulness and humor emerge once again when he answers Peter, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Jesus calls him by his birth name, Simon, and reminds him of his lineage, son of Jonah. Jesus highlights his humanity and reminds them that he bears the name of the prophet, Jonah. And why is that hilarious? Because Peter is like Jonah, as we come to know him in the Gospels. Jonah means dove in Hebrew. And a dove in Hebrew Bible is the silly and foolish animal. Jonah is the silly and foolish prophet who runs away when God calls him. Jonah is the dove who chooses flight instead of fight. Jonah is the prophet despite himself. Jonah is the servant of God who disobeys God. The fish and the worm and the cattle show more obedience than Jonah. Jonah is the preacher who reluctantly preaches mercy. In other words, it's a miracle that Peter confesses Jesus as the Christ. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Peter, but my Father in heaven. Faith is a gift. Peter did not use his powers of deduction. God revealed this to him. And Peter not only discovers who Jesus is, he discovers more about himself. And that is what happens when we deepen our understanding of this Jesus. We deepen our understanding of ourselves. We too are flawed, sinful, and, yes, silly human beings. We deepen our understanding of ourselves, and we realize that flesh and blood cannot put us on the right path. God the Father does that. Who is this Jesus? Who am I? And Jesus continues his playfulness by nicknaming Simon with the name Peter, which in Aramaic means stone. Who is Peter? He's the little stone in God's sling that will reveal the rock. And that rock is Jesus, the person and work of the Messiah. Jesus is the cornerstone. He's the bedrock and foundation of a new work. And Jesus will build his church upon the truth of who he is for us. He will gather the nations to himself. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who will advance his people like an army. Who is Jesus? He's the one to lead us into victory. The devil, evil, Hades itself, they'll build walls and fortify against the advance of the gospel, the advance of truth, love, mercy, and grace. This Jesus gives his flesh and blood on the cross, and his flesh and blood will rise victoriously from the grave. Here's another joke, if you will. What Peter's flesh and blood cannot reveal, Jesus' flesh and blood does. Even now, he reveals his forgiveness, his acceptance, and eternal life through the bread and wine of Holy Communion. His flesh and blood, his body and blood, reveal his grace, mercy, and love. And not only reveal it, it delivers. Who is Jesus? He's the God who wins. He's the captain of our souls. The gates of hell will not prevail. He's the one who leads us to victory. Who am I? Who are you? Who does Jesus say that we are? We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are God's house of living stones built for his own habitation. He, through baptismal grace, us owns, heirs of his wondrous salvation. Were we but two his name to tell, yet he would deign with us to dwell with all his grace and favor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.